Dark words about Oppie. How utterly nauseating. But this is like a puff of wind against the Gibraltar of your great standing in American life. David Lilienthal to Robert Oppenheimer, May 10th, 1950. In the aftermath of what he later called our large and ill-managed bout with the super, Oppenheimer retreated to Princeton, bitterly discouraged. That spring, George Kennan wrote him, "You probably do not know to what extent you have become my intellectual conscience." The debate over the super had forged an alliance between these two formidable intellects whose instincts and sensibilities converged in opposition to a defense strategy based on the threat of nuclear war. "What stands out in my mind when I think back on those days," Kennan recalled, "was his insistence on the desirability of openness." Oppenheimer argued that concealing information about the bomb increased the danger of misunderstandings. As Kennan recalled Oppie's argument, "You had to have the frankest possible discussions with them," the Soviets, "about the problems of the future and the use of the weapon." Kennan agreed with Oppenheimer that nuclear weapons were inherently evil and genocidal. "It should have been visible to people at the time that this was a weapon from which nobody stood to gain. The whole idea that you could achieve anything of a positive nature by the development of these weapons seemed to me preposterous from the start."